This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Suspected Islamic militants attacked and killed 5 aid workers in Afghanistan, bringing to 9 the number of aid workers killed there this year. The latest attack came yesterday, just hours before a visit by Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, who held talks in Kabul with Afghan President Hamid Karzai. Rumsfeld said a new Pakistani army offensive near the Afghan border is helping to clamp down on the Taliban and al-Qaeda. But aid groups say the security situation is worsening. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Secretary Rumsfeld stood in the heavily guarded Afghan presidential palace in Kabul and said terrorists are on the decline in Afghanistan. The war-ravaged nation, he said, is moving forward.
This country has gone in a short period from a haven for terrorists to a coalition ally in the war against terrorism. Freedom is clearly taking root in this country, and Afghanistan is on a path to become a model for freedom and moderation in the Muslim world.
The ousted Taliban, Rumsfeld said, no longer pose a military threat to Afghanistan. The Taliban may not pose a significant military threat, but more than 100 people have died in violent attacks in the country this year, especially in the south and southeast. Remnant Taliban and al-Qaeda are blamed for many of those attacks on aid groups, peacekeepers, and foreigners. The latest occurred just before Secretary Rumsfeld arrived. 8 people, mostly foreigners, with an aid agency working on rural economic development, were some 30 miles east of Kabul when their car broke down. 2 armed gunmen soon came out of the shadows. Speaking from Kabul, Barbara Stapleton with ACBAR, which represents 98 agencies working in Afghanistan, says the armed attackers then began to interrogate everyone by the roadside.
They then questioned them on where they came from, who they were, and 5 members of the 8-member team were shot dead, and 3 managed to escape.
2 who escaped the AK-47 fire walked for miles in the dark back to the town of Sarobi. A 3rd spent the night in a village along the way. Afghan President Hamid Karzai later suggested that common criminals, not organized Taliban or al-Qaeda, were behind much of the resurgent violence. Stapleton begs to differ, saying the recent attacks, including the fatal shooting of 4 demining aid workers less than 2 weeks ago, had nothing to do with thievery.
Robbery was not the motive of the attack. This year we have lost 9, and that 9 have been killed in the last 11 days.
U.S., British, New Zealand, and German forces under NATO have set up 8 small civil military units called Provincial Reconstruction Teams, or PRTs. Coalition forces believe those PRTs will go a long way to help improve security and rebuilding efforts in the provinces. General John Abizaid, the head of U.S. forces in the Middle East, told NPR in a recent interview that those teams will be expanded ahead of this summer's scheduled presidential elections.
You'll see other NATO PRTs coming into the area and being established before June. There will be a substantial increase in PRTs between now and June, and that there will be a doubling of PRTs between now and December.
General Abizaid also warns that remaining Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters are likely to increase the number of attacks and bombings this spring in what he calls desperation attacks. But aid groups are skeptical. While Afghan, U.S., and Pakistani forces expand the al-Qaeda hunt on both sides of the border, Barbara Stapleton says major transport arteries in Afghanistan are becoming less secure by the day.
The security situation is deteriorating, and the arbitrary abuse of power, insecure roads, when ordinary Afghans use, run the risk of rape, robbery, and even murder.
The Sarai Foundation, whose aid workers were killed this week, have suspended operations in the east where the attack occurred. Other aid groups continue to scale back or delay expanding aid projects in rural areas, often areas where help is most needed. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Washington.